Yeah, thank you, Kai. Welcome to Gary Weber International third quarter 2017-2018 conference call. My name is Gundolf Moritz, and together with my colleague, I'm running investor relations at Gary Weber at interim. With me today is Jörg Tschüber, Head of Finance, who will lead you through the presentation. Actually, before we start, let me remind you that we need to keep this conference call to about 50 minutes, and would also like to remind you that you limit your questions to about two or three. Finally, I would also like to draw your attention to slide number 16, which is the famous safe harbor language or disclaimer statement. With this, I would like to hand over to Jörg Tschüber.
Good morning, everyone, also from my side. Thank you for joining us today in this conference call on the first nine months of the financial year 2017-2018. Before I start with the presentation, I would like to share some opening remarks on the current performance of our company. After this, I will lead you through the details of the numbers. You all know that our market is facing tremendous headwinds structurally. This is not a new finding, and it took some time for us at Gary Weber to respond to these changes properly. We strongly believe that we have found the right answer with our performance program that we announced 3 months ago. In a nutshell, we are turning almost everything within the company upside down to adjust our go-to-market enhanced business model, returning to sustainable, profitable growth. We are already making progress, but it will take time before we will see this in the numbers. Actually, short term, the initiated changes to our go-to-market approach will weigh on our performance as it has already been weighing on it in Q3. Besides the transition burden, in particular at Gary Weber Retail, our negative sales performance is attributable to the overall adverse market development. An extraordinary hot summer and the follow-on effects of closing shops in the context of our Fit for Growth program. However, given the unsatisfactory sales performance in Q3, we are somewhat pleased that our earnings, excluding extraordinary charges for the performance program, are holding up well. In addition, I would like to highlight our cash flow performance that I will elaborate on later. With this, I would like to draw your attention to slide number two. Our business environment continued to be very tough. Consequently, sales went down by 7.3% to 575.1 million euro compared to 620.1 million euro in the prior year first nine months. In Q3, we saw the impact of the very hot summer this year and the subsequent early start of the sales season, in which we did not participate in at large. That drove down revenues to 170.40 million euro compared to 192.3 million euro. On the other hand, almost not participating in early sales helped our gross margins. In combination with the results of Fit for Growth, we were able to improve our gross margins at Gary Weber Group by approximately 19 basis points in the first nine months alone and by 200 basis points in Q3 alone. Our EBITDA at group level was holding up well despite the strong decline in sales if we exclude the one-off effects in relation to the performance program. The corresponding number for the first nine months is 31 million euro compared to 36.1 million euro a year ago, respectively 3.3 million euro for the quarter compared to 6.5 million euro. If we take a look per business area, it is obvious that Gary Weber Core is beneath the hot summer influenced by the store closures in the context of Fit for Growth and the decreasing sales trend in the Gary Weber Core retail segment in Germany. Sales in Gary Weber Core, which means revenues generated by the brands Gary Weber, Taifun, Samun, and Talkabout, declined to 426.9 million euro in the first nine months 2017-2018, compared to 479.4 million euro to the year before. We did recognize the sharp decline in Gary Weber Core in like-for-like sales of about 10% just in Q3 alone, reflecting the very tough summer business with the early start of the sales season in which we did not participate in at large. We experienced the same development for the same reasons in Haluba, with like-for-like sales turning into negative terrain with minus 7.1% in Q3 after growing like-for-like sales in the quarters before. There were two other effects affecting Haluba in the third quarter, which I will touch up on later. Gross margins in both business areas improved nicely as a result of not participating in the early summer sale and follow-on effects of the Fit for Growth program. Ladies and gentlemen, talking about our performance program, the unsatisfactory sales development strengthens our determination to emphatically adjust our business model and drive this transformation where possible with even greater rigor. We have already made significant steps, and some of them I would like to highlight in a minute. However, it will take time until our progress will become visible in our results. Just to remind all of you, we fundamentally changed our thinking and mode of operation without any taboos. It is the core of our performance program to become faster, more flexible, and at the same time more modern, while entirely focusing on our end consumers. Regarding the good progress we made, I would like to highlight in product development the implementation of the web-based 360-degree product performance panel. This panel will help to cut development time and bring more efficiency in the development process at all. In procurement, we started to focus on buying finished goods and cut back our cut, make, and trim business for Typhoon and Samoan until end of 2018. For Dreher Weber, we will limit cut, make, and trim business to 10 to 15% by the end of 2019. Another example for the rigorous implementation of our performance program is in retail, where we started our go-to-market concept with a new 12 collection, one each per month. Full implementation is expected to be finished by end of 2019. On slide 5, you again notice the decline of group sales reflecting the adverse market conditions, in particular in Q3, in general and Dreher Weber specific reasons such as hot summer and a subsequent loss in customer traffic and frequency in our stores and point of sales. This prompted an early start of the sales season. Reduction of stores and sales space as a follow-on effect of the Fit for Growth program. Initiated transition of order and delivery rhythms as part of our performance program, in particular in Dreher Weber wholesale. Slide 6 summarizes our income situation, leading to an EBITDA after 9 months of €31 million adjusted for one-off effects related to our performance program. One-off effects related to our performance program amounted to €6.8 million at EBITDA level, and another €1.4 million after depreciation. Net income, including all one-off effects, came in at minus €10.7 million. Slide 7 shows the development of our EBIT and EBITDA per quarter after the last 5 quarters, highlighting that our Q3 is usually the weakest quarter in a year. Sales of the Dreher Weber core wholesale segment were down 6.2% at €176 million for the first 9 months, compared to €187.5 million in a year before. In the third quarter alone, sales decreased by 9.7% to €40.6 million. Besides the other aforementioned effects, the start of the transition towards the new go-to-market concept affected sales already as planned. Positively, the business in Eastern Europe, Russia, and Middle East developed well. The Dreher Weber core retail segment declined 14% to €250.1 million in the first 9 months, 2017-18. Obviously, the decrease in revenues is due to the store closures in the context of the Fit for Growth realignment program and to the 3.5% decline in like-for-like revenues compared to the prior first 9 months. The full-year effect of the stores closed led to the aforementioned sales increase. In Q3 alone, like-for-like sales fell by 10.2%, reflecting the often quoted hot summer and early start of the sales season. Since we did not participate at large in the early start of the sales season, all revenues in Joy Viva Core Retail were rather weak, but carrying higher gross margins. In the last 12 months, the number of stores went down to 822 per end of July 2018, compared to 867 per end of July 2017. Haluba sales in Q3 came in badly, no doubt. After a period of steady year-on-year growth over the last quarters, sales declined by 8.1% to 43.9 million euros. Like-for-like sales decreased by 7.1%. Looking into the details, the development can be explained by the following factors. Again, the hot summer season, in particular in July, led to a tremendous loss in customer frequency. Because of the hot summer, the competition started the summer sales season roughly 4 weeks earlier than usual. We, at Jerry Weber and Haluba, took the decision not to participate at large in the early summer sale. This helped our gross margins and profitability, but not sales. In addition, we had to realize a failure of two suppliers that caused friction and ultimately did cost revenue. Finally, we had to deal with a strong loss in sales in two important foreign markets, the UK and Switzerland. In the UK, our POS partner filed administration and we were exposed there with 50 POS. In Switzerland, one of our partners was introducing a new concept that is not hitting the market yet. Currently, we are roughly 30% below budget with this partner. In total, the loss in sales was going through the P&L, so that EBIT for Q3 decreased to minus 7.9 million euro. We will closely monitor how the situation at Haluba will develop further, and if needed, we will act. These issues are individual ones and can be managed out of operations. All other businesses within Haluba are performing well, except the summer heat shock. The stores that we opened over the last 3 years are ramping up and should contribute to future sales. The online business remains a highlight for both Joy Viva Core and Haluba, and we are constantly successful. Sales generated by the online shops of Joy Viva, Typhoon and Zamun increased to 22.1 million euro in the first 9 months, growing 6.2%. Haluba's online sales amounted to 19.4 million euros, growing 37.5% over the last 9 months. In total, the proportion of online sales as a percentage of Jerry Weber Group sales climbed up to 7.2% for the first 9 months to 2017-18, compared to 6% in the prior year period. On page 12, I would like to highlight that the amount of our debt is constantly decreasing and is currently at a level of 356.3 million euros per end of July 2018, compared to 387.8 million euro compared to the same time a year ago. Our equity ratio is constantly well above 50%. Per end of July this year, it stood at 53.1%. I am particularly pleased with our cash flow performance. Our cash flow from operations for the first 9 months improved to 9.3 million euros, whereas the comparable number a year ago was 8 million euros. That clearly shows that we manage our company despite all ongoing changes and deep, far-reaching transition exercises along margin enhancement and cash contribution. Ladies and gentlemen, that brings me to the end of my presentation with our outlook. In the current financial year 2017-18, the measures that are associated with a performance program for sustainable profitable growth will lead to extraordinary charges of anticipated roughly 50 million euros. and to a shift in revenues to the next financial year. Moreover, sales revenues in the JLB by retail segment will be slightly lower than expected in the current financial year. Against this background, the managing board of JLB has essentially confirmed the forecast for the financial year 2017-18. We continue to project revenues of 807 million to 840 million euros, despite the ambitious nature of reaching the sales target. Consolidated earnings before interest and taxes, EBIT, are expected in the range of minus 10 million to 0 million euros for the current financial year. Thanks for your attention, ladies and gentlemen, and we are now open for questions.
Thank you. We will now begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it's your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. We received first question from Volker Bosse, Baader Bank. Your line is now open, sir.
Hello, Mr. Stüber, Volker Bosse, Baader Bank. Three questions from my side, starting with Hal Hoover and the highlight of the report, strong online sales growth, 37%. What is Hal Hoover doing better than Gary Weber? So what can Gary Weber learn from Hal Hoover in regards to online performance? And on the Hal Hoover online store, what are the next services and next steps of development to be introduced at the Hal Hoover online store? Second question would be on your financial situation, looking at your net debt to EBITDA situation. Are you worried about any threshold barriers regarding the current trend here? And finally, I mean, you mentioned the sunny weather in summer, but it remained sunny in August and also in the beginning of September. Do you want to indicate that the trend we have seen in the third quarter continued so far, what you have seen in your fourth quarter? An indication on that front would be helpful. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks, Mr. Bosse, for your questions. Sorry, to your first question, yes, sure. Online business at Hal Hoover is performing better than at Gary Weber. From our point of view, this is mainly with regard to different group of end consumers, and that the Hal Hoover consumer is actually more internet affine than the Gary Weber customer. Whereas I have to say, for sure, this changes also for the Gary Weber consumer, but not with that pace like the Hal Hoover end consumer. Both stores are comparable, and both stores are managed, let's say, by the same online manager. So operationally, there's not a huge difference. So in fact, there's not so much that actually Gary Weber can learn from Hal Hoover. They operated the same. With regard to your last question, maybe the actual trend and what was going on in August, yes, you are absolutely right. August was nearly the same situation, but please have in mind that traditionally August is a sales season month. And what is more important for our last quarter are September and October. And actually, with regard to weather conditions, since yesterday or today, we are quite optimistic that September and October will run perfect for us. So that's the view we actually have.
And regarding the financial situation, net debt to EBITDA.
Well, we we did not worry about that. You're fine. You're right. We're not actually sufficient with our EBITDA or net debt ratio, but we did not worry because actually there are no financial covenants or no problems.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Okay, perfect. Thanks for that confirmation. But you missed one question, perhaps. What are the next steps of developing your online business in regards to what kind of multi-channel functionalities will be introduced, have to be introduced? Where do you see room of improvement? So coming from that front, what are the next steps in regards to your online strategy? Thanks.
Yeah, well, maybe as far as I can explain, what we have to improve and what we are working on is, let's say, combination of local store network and our online business, let's say really omni-channel business. That would at least take 1 or 2 more years because actually we have contract with external partners, as you might know, and we are actually in internal discussions and running projects how to integrate B2C business more in our logistics center, for example, or to change the B2C business.
Okay. Thank you very much. And all the best for the first quarter. Looking forward to see you next week in Munich. Thank you.
Thanks.
Next question we received is from Sabrina Tanija, Commerzbank. Your line is now open, madam.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Two questions from my side. The first one is on the impact of the insolvency of House of Fraser. Could you maybe give some color on how much this negative impact was on Hull Hoover sales in the third quarter? And the second question, also based on that, is how much impact was there from the Swiss partner that you also mentioned, and do you see this effect normalizing again in Q4? Third question, also on the financial situation, you already mentioned that you don't have covenants that you're worried about breaching, but I'm assuming that if there's a refinancing of the borrower's note loan, that this will come at an increased finance cost. Could you please provide some color on that?
Well, thank you for your questions. To your first question, I will best guess and roughly the impact of the POS partner in UK with regard to sales is between 1 or 2 million euros in Q3 and to the same amount for the Swiss partner. So the Swiss partner did change his concept, he has changed many brands. He stayed with Haluba, but his overall concept actually is working better, but did not work in Q3. So, yes, as I mentioned, 1 to 2 million impact to sales for both issues. And with regard to your last question, it's too early to say something to that. We are in normal discussions and reviewing with our financial partners how to go forward. But it's all too early to say details about that.
Okay, thank you.
Next question we received is from Christian Salis, Hauck & Aufhäuser. Your line is now open, sir.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. A couple of my questions from my side left. So first on like-for-like growth, like-for-likes at Geri Weber Core Retail are now, for the first time, down double digits in Q3. So I understand it's a challenging market environment, but I think the market is only down low single digits. So what do you think, why are these Geri Weber brands underperforming that much? And secondly, on Haluba, also on the like-for-like performance, it's also down high single digit. So I assume the online sales decline Q3 was a reason here I think we've -4% year over year in Q3. Could you confirm this, and also what's the reason behind this online sales decline, despite the fact that we've seen 60% growth in the first half of the year? And then finally, also on your financial situation, so I would be interested also in these two debentures that are maturing in November. So do you have further credit lines available, or what about further investment property that you could probably sell, like you did last year with the sale of Halle 30? Thank you.
So thanks for your questions. Well, first question, like for like. Well, as you see, both of our brands, Reweber and Haluba, has a higher decrease in like for like sale than you saw from the market. Maybe it's more worse for our segment. I don't know really. What we see is that it's not only individual trend for Reweber, but also for Haluba. So that means, or our understanding is, that it's not only a problem for Reweber, but also for Haluba, and then it's an overall problem maybe for this women's wear segment compared to the market. But no, let's say, extraordinary reason for Reweber because of that. You are right with regard to online sales, but what we see in the market too, and from pure online players too, and what we see in our online business, that the hot weather is not only affected local retail stores, but also online business overall.
But you didn't on the online sales. You didn't have an online shop relaunch or something at Haluba?
No, we had a relaunch with Reweber last year, and with Haluba, I would say in February or March this year.
Okay.
But not in Q3.
Okay.
So no impact on that. So and. So and with regard to your last question, I can just repeat. Actually, there's nothing we could say to that. We are in current discussions, proving all options, and that's actually the situation.
Yeah. Okay. And maybe on the investment property, could you please provide some color?
Actually nothing. There's actually nothing we could tell you.
So nothing you could sell for another 30 million or something, like last year?
I would not say there is nothing we can sell. I just said there is nothing I can tell you about that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Next question we received is from Felix Isaac, Conduction Capital. Your line is now open, sir.
Hello, thanks for the call so far. I have two questions. First of all, with the Kaufhof and Karstadt merger that is now in the process, do you think you might see any effects from that they might have a brand portfolio which could impact you? Because I believe Kaufhof has been historically one of your strongholds. And secondly, could you provide a bit more detail on the sources and uses for your refinancing of, I think, one of the tranches of the Schuldschein is becoming due in November. Maybe we get some more color on that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. With regard to your first question, Kaufhof and Karstadt, at short term, we do not see any impact. What we actually do is discuss internally what could be on a long-term impact. How could business with Kaufhof and Karstadt develop? But it's actually too early to really to be serious and tell what the impact could be. In fact, we increased sales floor Darmstadt, and business with Kaufhof and Karstadt both are running very well actually. So, but really too early to say what this could mean. With regard to your last question, I could just repeat as I answered before. It's too early to say how we'll deal with that and what the solution will be. I have one in mind. Our last quarter is by far the strongest quarter in our financial year, and this also means that we will generate more cash, especially in the last quarter.
Okay, so that means you would primarily have to finance with some operating cash flow.
We will find the optimal solution, and we will talk about if we finished our internal discussions.
Okay, thank you very much.
Next question is from Mark Joseph from Equinet. Your line is now open, sir.
Thank you indeed. You flagged the improved operating cash flow, good of course, but within that, the inventories are high. 101 million is higher than the figure for last year and indeed at the end of the financial year with a much lower sales base. And I wonder how much of that inventories reflect the Hauer Huber situation. We've been mentioning the Swiss partner in particular, but also Hauser Fraser. And how much of that came back from Gary Weber wholesale customers to you? So what is the quality of that inventory, my first question. And then secondly, with respect to the go-to-market that impacted the wholesale within Q3 numbers, and you said some of this will switch or move forward. Are we talking about switching into Q4 here, or are we talking about switching into next year? I know at a separate occasion you spoke about Gary Weber sales moving into 2019. But is this retail you're referring to here, or retail as well as wholesale? Thank you.
Yes, thank you for your questions. With regard to your last question, I think we explained in our Q2 telephone conference that due to the go-to-market process and part of our performance program, we'll have a slightly shift of wholesale sales in 2018-19.
Yeah.
With regard maybe to some spring collections that we historically sent out in maybe September, October, and will now send out maybe later in November or December. So that was a shift in 2018-19. What we currently saw in Q3 is a slight shift of maybe some autumn collections from Q3 in Q4.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, indeed.
So, okay. And so with regard to inventory, first of all, to Hauer Huber, no, there is due to the situation with our UK POS and our Switzerland partner, there is not a huge inventory problem resulting from that or overstock. And the same as Hauer Huber. For Dreher Weber. So no extraordinary issue in our stock.
Okay, so the 171 reflects perhaps some of this timing issue with wholesale that did not go out in Q3 but may go out in Q4. And the rest have fell down months ahead.
Yes.
Okay.
Because especially it's already delivered in our warehouse in Q3, but not delivered to our wholesale customers.
Okay, I'll run with that. Thank you.
Next question we received is from Jürgen Kolb, Kepler Cheuvreux. Your line is now open, sir.
Thank you very much. Coming back to one of the first questions, I guess, where you, Mr. Stüber, expressed quite some optimism for September and October. Do you have any additional indication as to why you turn so much more optimistic, and does that imply that you're
looking at a positive like-for-like for Gerwebe Core and Hallgrube, or what do you really mean with that optimism? That's the first one. The second one, on your Swiss partner, do you think that's something that will obviously slow down or move into more positive territory again, or is that a longer-term issue with that partner because you said the concept is better, but has just not worked in Q3, so do you expect it to work again in Q4 and later on, or is that a nagging problem? And one final, more technical question. If I'm correct, your 9 months like-for-like number at Gerwebe Core Retail were down 3.5%. And in Q3, you had a like-for-like down of 10.2. Other way around. In H1, you had a like-for-like down of 9.1, and in the third quarter, down 10.2%. But for 9 months, you said down 3.5%. How does that mesh together, or are my numbers incorrect? Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Kopp, for your questions. To your first question regarding to the like-for-like, when I say optimistic, that means that actually we expect to be within our budget or in our forecast for September and October, due to especially actually, let's say, more normal weather conditions, especially starting in September, than we saw in Q3. For Hallgrube, for sure, we expect, again, like-for-like growth, like in all quarters before, except Q3. For Gerwebe Retail, to be honest, we did not calculate a positive trend in like-for-like sales because, as we mentioned, the effect, positive effects, especially from our performance program, will not be implemented or will not be seen in this financial year, but beginning in next financial year. So there is not a very optimistic view of development of like-for-like sales at Gerwebe. Question two, with regard to the development of our Swiss partner, well, we did not accept that this is a situation that will stay like in Q3, but will improve beginning at Q4, and that is something we have already seen yet, and that we will stabilize and normalize in the next month again. With regard to your last question, I have to admit we have to check. Nothing I can actually explain to you.
Very good. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. As far as there are no further questions, I hand back to Mr. Stüber.
So, thank you all for attending to our conference call, and all the best to you. Thank you. Bye-bye.